Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1356. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaran Zisel, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfu Shalema, Rafal Yeshua Ben Sian Ben Zisel Necha, Lerfu Shalema, Yehudis Chava Basliba Arnina, getting back to Amalacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so I just want to go through a few practical applications from the Sefer Oitzra Lachas. We are going through the various different ways how ma'abed tanning applies to food, which is most of the shilas come up in ma'abed in reference to food, in reference to salting, salads, vegetables, these various different type of things which come up all the time. So the Sefer Yitzra Lachas brings down in our siman Shin Chof Aleph, and just to go through a little bit, somebody makes a salad, a vegetable salad, which is a standard thing, like sometimes some houses every Shabbos, so Shalosh Seudos especially. So he brings down like this, in Ois Ches, in siman Shin Chof Aleph. He says, somebody making a vegetable salad, Sheyesh Besoicha, you have cucumbers, radishes, onions, and these things, if they're in a plate, we've spoken about, right, that one is not allowed to salt. You can't salt. We spoke about one piece. We'll get back to that again. But as far as if you have various different pieces of these raw vegetables in a plate or in a bowl, onions, radishes, cucumbers, and so on, then you can't salt it, right? Just plain salt. You can't salt that on Shabbos for the various different reasons which we said, right? It looks like a pickling process and so on. Okay, but we said yitain shemen if somebody puts an oil on chometz or vinegar, so then it's okay. Now that's in Ois Tes. He goes back in Ois Ches, just going backwards a minute. He says, Mutalim Loichi Rokais, Imitain Behem, one would be allowed to salt vegetables if they put in, like we said, like we just said, the oils and or vinegar. You don't need everything, either oil or salad dressing, these type of things. Okay, why? Because these oils or this vinegar or the salad dressing, whatever, Matish Koyach HaMelech, right? We said it cools down, it weakens the power of the salt, meaning making it not like the regular pickling process. That's not how they pickle food. You put in pure salt to pickle food. You don't put in oils and vinegar and these type of things. Okay, but he says a very important point, which also we spoke about, but he says a little bit different. He says you have to make sure that to put in right afterwards, as soon as you put in the salt right away, you should put in the oils and everything else, in order that it shouldn't sit around. In other words, if you put in the salt, I'll put in the salt. Then I'm going to go 2-3 minutes later. I got to go look for the oil. Now I'll come with the oil. But the bottom line is, Kadesh lo yishaim hamelech ad shikabel heitev hamelech. So now what's happening, it comes out that you salted vegetables, these various different vegetables, radishes, cucumbers, whatever, oil, onions that are in the bowl and the plate. Now you salted it, right? Because, okay, so you went to get the oil or whatever, but it took a couple of minutes. So a person should make sure to do it right away. But today, he says, interesting thing, that one should be careful, like a Eitz HaTovah, if you want to call it. You don't have to do it like this. You could put, if you put in oil, if you put in the salt and somebody puts in right away the oil immediately, right after, it's also good. But he says it's a good thing to do, that in order to avoid the whole problem, in other words, a person might forget, oh yeah, I put in the salt. Oh yeah, 10 minutes later, I forgot I have to put in oil. But that's, now you have a problem. But if to first put in, Toiv Lo says, he says, Hashem etachila, first put in the oil, right? A person is making the salad and he made it within conjunction with all the other malachas that are involved, toichen, which is we always want to chazer esovi. Making a vegetable salad, you have problems of toichen, cutting things very small. So one should be careful to cut the vegetables if they have to cut it smaller to make it a little bit larger than they do during the week. Number one, and number two, to do it right before you're gonna eat the salad or right before the meal. So those are the two things of toichen. Somebody has to peel the vegetables, right? Let's say you have a cucumber, you're gonna peel it. So one should be careful to peel it also right before you're going to be using it. You can't peel vegetables or fruits for later on. It has to be done for immediate use. Okay, so that's another thing that's as far as the malacha borer. And now we're seeing we also have the malacha of ma'abed tanning, which is putting in the salt. salt all part of the vegetable, the halachas of making vegetable salad on Shabbos. And it comes up a lot, like we said, you know, especially summer months, people go upstate, people go on vacations, whatever the case is, and then these things are very popular, especially warmer months. So he says, Toiv lo says Hashem el techila, is a good thing to put in the oil or salad dressing or vinegar, whatever it is, first, and then to put in the salt. Again, you don't have to do it like that, but it's a Eitz HaToivah. It's a good idea to prevent a person from, you know, getting sort of like lost in the shuffle and having the salt sit there, and then you're running in, then that will be a problem of salting vegetables on Shabbos. It says even a small amount of oil would also be fine. You don't have to like pour in, you know, globs and globs of oil. You don't have to pour in half the bottle. A small amount of oil, I mean, you know, it doesn't mean a drop, but even a smaller amount of oil would be okay. He brings down, and he brings this from the Shalat Shuvah Shvus Yaakov. What's the limit? It's hard to say, you know, how small, but whatever. The person should put in oil enough that it's normal amount. I mean, usually these things go within conjunction with normal amounts, but again, the person doesn't have to worry about, well, do I have to pour in the oil, like who knows how much oil, will it work? You put in a normal amount, but even if it's on the, you know, and the smaller side, in other words, the lesser side, I didn't put in a lot of oil. I put in the regular amount of oil people put in, but on the lesser side, as long as it's mixed in with the salad and the salt and everything else, or the salad dressing, whatever the case is, that would also be fine. But the point, again, he's making over here, one should be, you know, we always say over, who's a wise person, one who sees the future, that they shouldn't get stuck, you know, and then have to start looking for oil, start looking for salad dressing, and vinegar, or whatever the case is, and then have the oil, the salt sit in the salad, which becomes a problem of ma'abed, of pickling on Shabbos. Okay, I just want to read the lashon from the Aruch HaShulchan. Actually, he quotes the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos, brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, again, in our Siman Shin Chof Aleph Ois Lamed Gimel in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says at the end, he goes through these various different halachas that we'll learn, but he says at the end, Umdam Eitzleinu HaMinig, he says that we have such a minig that, in other words, he's talking about by him, the Aruch HaShulchan, by his kehil or whatever the case is, that Aminigah Poshit, that she'ein molchem mikoydem ad she'noisnim behem shuman or shemen. In other words, that before they put in the salt, they make sure to put in the oils or salad dressing or whatever it is, and then the salt, again, to just, one should avoid, you know, the entire issue of forgetting and then getting stuck. So that's the story. Now, let's say the question is, somebody put in salt and they didn't know. Let's say somebody's making a salad and I didn't know. I'm not allowed to salt the salad, right? I have onions, I have radishes, and the person, somebody salted it and they put it on the table and it was sitting there. That's it. What do we do now? There was salt that was put into the salad. Could we eat it? Right? The person didn't know. It was a mistake. They wanted to do the right thing, but they didn't learn the halacha. And now the salad was already put down on the table. Could it be eaten, or do you have to just, like, you know, throw it out, or whatever the case is? So brings down the Sefer Ois Halachos. So he brings it in Ois Chof Zayin. He says from the Ksois HaShulchan, he brings it, that the Evedim Shochach Miloses Hashem. And let's say somebody salted the salad and they didn't know, or they forgot, or whatever it is, to put in the oil, they forgot to put it in. Achikvar Kolat Boy Hamelach, right? So if it's still a very short period, you know, as you put in the salt and it's still a short period, I just put in the salt. Oh, I chop myself so quickly, put in oil, put in salad dressing, whatever you could do. But I left it on the table. What am I forgot. And now it's salad with salt. So he says, Mutter, but again, in the case of time, somebody did it by mistake, right? They forgot. So he's Mutter Lechol Hayorik. He said, one will be allowed to eat the salad. The Shoigig Be'isad Rabbonin is Mutter Ba'achila. It was done by Shoigeg and Issa Drabbanan, and that will be, the food would be mutter to eat. So that he does bring down, from the Chafetz Chaim. There was a story with the Chafetz Chaim, that was one time he found out they served him salad and there was salt put in, and the people forgot, apparently, whoever it was forgot to put in the dressing, and they just salted the salad and they gave it to the Chafetz Chaim, and he found out about it. Oh, there's radishes, whatever the case is. V'tekef nizkar v'harche ka'ara, and he sort of like pushed away the plate from himself that he shouldn't eat it. But he says, but he does bring down the sefer right. So Allah says, "Ein zeh rak midas chasidus." This is a midas chasidus. It's a so a midas chasidus, extra thing. But halacha lemaisa, somebody salted the by mistake. They didn't realize it. They didn't know it. They forgot. They just salted the salad. Could I eat the salad? So the answer is yes. One could eat the salad as long as it was done by mistake in this case. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.